Secondly, the fetter of vichikitsa, usually translated as skeptical doubt, sometimes as indecision. Now, this isn't that honest doubt, which Tennyson says is, or of which Tennyson says there's more faith in it than in all the creeds. It isn't that. We may rather say that vichikitsa in this sense, in this context, represents a sort of unwillingness to come to a definite conclusion. That people sort of wobble, and they like to keep on wobbling. They like to sit on the fence, as it were, saying, well, it may be true, it may not be true, it may be true, it may not be true. They don't want to commit themselves. They keep in this wobbling state of indecisiveness, not really making up their minds and not really trying to. For instance, if you say to people, well, is there life after death? They'll say, well, there may be, maybe there isn't, I don't know, one day I think one day I think the other. But they won't think it really out. They won't commit themselves to pursuing this to the end. They allow themselves to remain in that sort of state of doubt and indecision. So this unwillingness to think things out, this unwillingness to come to a conclusion, this unwillingness, therefore, to commit oneself, this is a fetter which has to be broken according to the Buddha's teaching. Then thirdly, the third fetter is what we call sila, vrata, paramasa. This is usually translated as attachment to rites and ceremonies, but this is quite wrong. We must remember that some of these Buddhist scriptures were first translated towards the end of the Victorian period, and you may remember that at that time there was, in this country, in the Church of England especially, the great ritualist controversy. You may remember that the Oxford movement had flourished earlier in the century and had tried to revive within the Church of England various ancient Catholic rituals, and some clergymen were very much in favour of introducing or reintroducing these rituals. Others, the more extreme Protestants, were vehemently against them, and all sorts of prominent figures, from the Prime Minister Mr. Gladstone, took a public part in this great controversy. So when they started first of all translating the Pali scriptures just after this period, when they came across things like this, they started thinking that the Buddha was a sort of pre-Christian Protestant, you know, all against rites and ceremonies, and they were rather glad of this. They thought he was an early rationalist and humanist and all the rest of it, so they represented the Buddha as being also again all the rites and the ceremonies and the more colourful side of religion generally, flying of course in the face of all the evidence. But sila vrata paramasa doesn't mean attachment to rites and ceremonies at all. The literal meaning is grasping ethical rules and religious observances as ends in themselves. Sila here isn't a rite at all. Sila is an ethical observance, a rule. If you say that according to Buddhism you mustn't take life, this is a sila. This is a rule, an ethical rule. And a vrata is a Vedic term for a sort of vow. Vrata is literally vow, but in the sense of a religious observance. If in Vedic times, just before the Buddha's day and during the Buddha's lifetime, if you made a vow that you would spend the night in the firehouse conducting certain ceremonies, this was a vrata, a vow, a religious observance which you undertook. But the operative word here in the wording of the fetta is paramasa, which means grasping. So the whole fetta is grasping even ethical rules, even good religious observances, as ends in themselves. And this brings us back to what I said this morning about the parable of the raft. The Dharma, in all its parts, in all its aspects, is a means to an end. But if we start thinking that ethical rules, and if we start thinking that religious observances, even meditation, even the study of the scriptures, are ends in themselves, then they become a fetter, and a fetter which has to be broken. So this fetter, sila vrata paramasa, means treating as ends in themselves religious practices, observances, which are quite good as a means to an end, but which are not in fact themselves at the end.